Hi, I'm David Brown. I'm a retina surgeon at the Methodist Hospital. Previous blogs have talked about the National Eye Institute SCORE trials showing steroids for vein occlusion and the anti-VEGF trials, Bravo and Cruz for ranibizumab for vein occlusion. How do we put it all together, and what do we do with the sustained-release steroid Ozurdex that's recently been approved? First, the anti-VEGF results are preliminary. The six-month results are the endpoint, and it's being submitted to the FDA. We'll need to make sure that at 12 months the efficacy remains and that there's not side effects that we don't see. In my mind, the biggest issue is going to be the side effect profile of the steroid agents. The SCORE trial showed us that there's increased glaucoma and cataract. This did not be as much in the Ozurdex trial. Although the Ozurdex trial did not seem to maintain its visual acuity past the 2 or 3 months. Ozurdex is a device from Allergan that shows a nice response and a rapid three-line gain rate at 2 months. However, the effect was lost by 6 months. This, in my mind, says that in most patients, you're going to have to give it more frequently. It is thought that the glaucoma rates would not be as high as with triamcinolone, because dexamethasone tends to cause less intraocular pressure rises. But if this is this was yet to be seen. And so in my mind, anti-VEGF therapy is going to be the standard of care for vein occlusions, mainly because it takes so many injections, really 2,000 injections, before you harm a patient, either endophthalmitis or retinal detachment. This compares with almost 1 out of 3 patients are harmed with triamcinolone, either cataract or glaucoma. If you look at those rates, even not comparing efficacy, which ranibizumab seems to be very effective, I think the first line will be to go for the safer agent. Is there any caveat to this? If the Ozurdex agent shows us decreased level of cataracts and glaucoma compared to triamcinolone with a longer duration, that could be maintained, say maybe an injection at day 0 and day 60, it may be a decent competitor to ranibizumab. I look forward to future trials comparing these head-to-head. We may not get those, though. We may be testing them in our own clinics, which is very difficult. But I want everyone to be thinking of side effects and benefits as they approach these patients with central retinal vein occlusion and all the new agents we have in our armamentarium. This is David Brown from the Methodist Hospital. Thank you very much.